T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All things Major League Baseball as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. MLB Network insider John Heyman joins us. You can follow John on Twitter because he spells his name the right way, at John Heyman. That is J-O-N Heyman. John, as always, appreciate time, buddy. Thanks for jumping on Easter Sunday with us.
Oh, sure. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing excellent, especially after Game 2 last night. Let me start with a little bit of Braves. First off, is Dansby Swanson maybe kind of the one of the more maybe kind of unheralded or nice surprise stories that you've seen in baseball thus far this year?
Yeah, I think he's developing into the player that a lot of people thought he would be. He was picked number one overall. People thought that was a fantastic trade, and it is. Obviously, he got Enciarte in it as well from Arizona, so a great deal then for the Braves. And I think Swanson is at least a good starting shortstop, and that's a very valuable thing to have. And he may be better than that. He's showing a little bit of power early, so a lot of good signs for Dansby Swanson.
You know, John, Julio Teheran is such an enigma in this town to Braves fans. I mean, obviously was a heralded prospect, one of the top prospects in baseball several years ago. And now a guy who just kind of, I hate to say it this way, flounders along, who's going into a free agency season. You know, he's an $11 million pitcher, but he doesn't look like a starter right now at times. What kind of marketplace does a guy like Julio Teheran have in today's baseball world especially?
Yeah, predicting the marketplace is very hard because we saw Corbin get $140 million and Keuchel still doesn't have a job. Two pitchers, I think, are comparable. So it's going to be difficult to predict the marketplace. I will say this, he's young. He's been generally pretty consistent. Obviously, he's not been great this year. You know, there is a big, big recency bias. Somebody has a good final year or even a final month, that's huge. So, you know, it's too early to really say anything. But look at Eovaldi. Had a big final 2 months, incredible World Series, and somehow he got $68 million. The guy with serious arm problems, two Tommy Johns. Didn't make sense to me. Great guy, but didn't get it. So predicting marketplaces are difficult. I will tell you what I think. I think he's a consistent pitcher, pretty reliable. Hasn't been great this year, as I said. Still young. So I think he can get, you know, what did Sonny Gray get? Sonny Gray got like 3 for 30, something along those lines, before free agency. I think he's likely to get something in that neighborhood. But as I said, very unpredictable marketplace. He may end up with $100 million. He may end up without a job. So very hard to tell.
MLB Network insider John Heyman joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, it's the name that has created all the buzz in Atlanta. You know, what is the latest or what are you hearing about Craig Kimbrel? And look, I mean, you know, what are the demands at this point? What can you give us on all of that?
Yeah, the last I'd heard, and this is going back probably 5-6 days ago, was he was still looking for a 3-year deal, probably something along the lines of that Wade Davis deal, which was 3 for 52, which was the per year record for a relief pitcher, but not the longer deal that Jansen and Chapman had gotten before. You know, I think it was just a tough marketplace to read. I think that there were questions, rightly or wrongly, about the condition of his arm based on the fact that, again, recency wasn't good at the very end of the year. Now, he didn't blow any games in the postseason, had a pretty decent 2018 season, though probably not up quite up to his standards. But I think the ending kind of hurt him, and you know, they were expecting to get a deal north, or hoping to get a deal north of Jansen, north of Chapman. So more than $80 million, more than $86 million. I said reports of $100 million. I don't know if they're really expecting that. But at this point, if they could get a 3-year deal, I'm sure they'd be thrilled. I almost think they may have to take a 1-year deal and reset after the year and show that he's healthy and as good a pitcher as he's always been. But in a tough spot right now with already several weeks gone by in the season.
I know that this is going to sound like a strange question, John. Does he have any urgency for him wanting to pitch? I mean, I mean, with all due respect, 3 years in Major League Baseball, again, for a guy who gave you 42 saves and 5 wins last year, you can tell me about recency and all that. 3 years in MLB is nothing nowadays.
3 years is not, he wanted to get 5 years, but that margin was there. And at this point, with several weeks gone in the season, we've already gone past almost heading towards more than 3 weeks in the season. And you have to take a little time probably to get ready. You've got to lower your standards. And, I could see lowering it to 3, but I almost think he's going to have to take a 1. I'm sure that he wants to pitch badly. I have no question about that. He was good last year. I would have expected him to go for a big contract. I think I had him pegged at least 4 for $70, which is going to be way too high. But, I don't think there's anything wrong with his motivation. It's just his expectation did not jive with the marketplace, and that's what he's in this bind right now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chukwi here with you. We're on the WadeFord.com hotline talking to MLB Network insider John Heyman. Boy, Christian Yelich goes off again. I mean, is he the best player in baseball not named Mike Trout right now?
Right now, I'd say he is at this moment. I mean, I think if you're going to name the best players in the game, you'd certainly go with Trout 1, and you'd probably go with Betts 2, maybe Lindor 3. But, boy, Yelich is catching up pretty quick. What a trade that was for Milwaukee. I think a lot of people thought he was the third best outfield. Not everybody, but thought he was the third best behind Stanton and Ozuna. And Ozuna's having a nice start. Stanton's hurt. But right now, Yelich, the best player in the National League. He won the MVP last year. If they named one right now, he'd be the MVP again. So I think we could safely say he's the best player in the National League today.
I know some people have said, Park has helped make a difference. But, I mean, is there something else that has clicked for him over the last couple of years?
I would say confidence, maturity. I don't mean emotional. I mean, he's probably gotten stronger. He's a thin fellow coming up. I follow him a lot in Miami, and certainly a very good hitter, but an average, high average hitter, more than a home run hitter. Big Park didn't help in terms of the home runs. I do think the Park is a big part of it. That gives him confidence, and I do think he's probably made some swing adjustments along the way. He's worked hard, and he's just a better player. I mean, a better player, I would say, is 3/4 of it. A better Park for hitting is maybe 1/4 of it, but certainly not the same player he was with the Marlins.
We've seen, John, some of the high-caliber starters in this league, the Garrett Coles, the Corey Klubers, the Chris Sales, some high-value names that are struggling this year. Is there anything to it, or just a coincidence that some of these best guys are just kind of stumbling along right now?
Well, with Sale, obviously he pitched late last year. It's through the last pitch of the year, a very memorable one that won the World Series or clinched it for the Red Sox. So that may be it for him. I think that generally the offense is up a little bit, so the pitching numbers are down a little bit, and it is early. So I'm not going to read too much into it. In Sale's regard, he certainly hasn't thrown as well, though. A big good sign was the velocity was back in his last start. So I expect him to get back on track. But I think it's early in the game, and pitching can be unpredictable, particularly if someone's not feeling right. Obviously, we saw DeGrom. There's a concern about him now, and maybe he wasn't right the last two outings. But I think generally what it is small sample size plus hitting and offense is up.
John Heyman, MLB Network insider, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Two teams that are off to good starts, the Minnesota Twins and the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's one thing to be hot for 18 games, but are either or both of those teams built to be really good, especially in a division where the Indians have owned it, in a division for the Pirates where Milwaukee, St. Louis, the Cubs, I should say, they've been really good. Are those two teams really built for 162 games of good?
I think Pittsburgh is solid, and they certainly have starting pitching. So I think they'll be okay, but I would be shocked if they won that division. I think Milwaukee with that lineup should win that division. I think St. Louis and the Cubs are ultimately probably better than Pittsburgh, although Pittsburgh may be better than I thought and other people thought. Again, their pitching is good, starting pitching. Solid team. I don't expect them to be a playoff team. Minnesota, on the other hand, I could see them slipping in there. You could say everything you want about the Indian rotation. It is excellent. And you could say that, Berrios is probably the only guy who would make that Indians rotation at all. Philly, and he probably would be their 4 or 5 starter. But Minnesota's got a much better lineup than Cleveland, much fewer questions around the field. And they're starting pitching, although it's not to Cleveland's caliber, it's solid. Berrios, very good. Gibson, solid. Odorizzi, solid. And it's good enough when you have a lineup like they have. And I do think they have one of the better lineups. So I would not be shocked if Minnesota wins that division.
John Heyman, MLB Network Insider here on the WadeFord.com hotline with us. Tell me what you think of the Phillies. To me, the Phillies, as much as trying to compete against the Braves, also look at, we got to compete against the Dodgers and some of these high-priced teams as well. Tell me about what you think about the start that they're off to.
Yeah, that's about what I expected. I think they're very good. They made some great moves in the offseason. They had one of the best winters I can recall, getting 3 All-Stars, which George Steinbrenner never did that. In an era where some other big market teams are not being as aggressive as I think they should be. I give the Phillies credit. They obviously have a big TV deal, $2.5 billion. They were not near the threshold. That helped them. I still think, and I don't want to criticize them, I still think they're one starter short. They've gotten good starts from Eflin and Velasquez and Arrieta to this point, but they had to send Pivetta down. I still have some concern, and I'd like to see a lefty in that rotation. So I could see them going out and get Keuchel still. They're not near that threshold. I could see some of the bigger market teams shying away for that reason. But, Philly, I think, would be one of the teams potentially in on him. I did predict him in that division. I think there are 4 really good teams, 1 terrible team, and any of the 4 can win. But I just felt that the momentum from the winter, adding Segura and Realmuto and Harper, I felt that Philly was just a touch better than the other 3 teams, which are all good teams.
Check him out on Twitter, at John Heyman, spells it the right way, J-O-N, MLB Network Insider, joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, as always, great information, buddy. Really appreciate the time.
Right,
look forward to talking
to you
again.
All right, see you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.